People with severe mental illnesses are a transient population. They may face delusions, paranoia, or panic attacks daily. Often, they need help to get necessities. That's where Dylan Prendergast comes in. He works with Heartland Alliance Health in Chicago. One of his clients is on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, or food stamps. She is severely mentally ill.
Has been for a long time. Has been homeless for, don't really even know how long, but more than a decade.
In 2016, she was told she'd lose SNAP unless she met work requirements, which exist in most states to make sure able-bodied adults without children work or train to keep their benefits. But she couldn't work, and she'd have to prove it with a form filled out by a doctor. Prendergast says that's difficult to get when someone is jobless, homeless, and doesn't have a regular doctor.
I mean, they have to have an established relationship with somebody, treating them over a period of time to be able to realistically say this is why they can and can't work.
His client was also too mentally ill to go to the state office to clear things up, where he says there are often long delays and lots of people. So he went for her with a signed release and explanation.
Without our help, she would have lost the SNAP benefits and probably never would have been able to figure out how to get them back.
Folks that have the least amount of insight into their problems are really the people that need treatment the most.
Diane Doherty is an executive director of Illinois Hunger Coalition in downtown Chicago and advocates for more mental health services in general.
Several years ago, our mayor closed half the mental health clinics in the city of Chicago.
And she says they've learned this problem isn't just in the city. There are 74 family and community resource centers around Illinois, down a dozen since 2013.
The more rural the areas, the more stigma is attached. And people are really embarrassed.
Embarrassed because they're asking for food, and embarrassed because of a mental health condition like bipolar disorder or severe depression. And the stress of merely losing a job or going hungry may lead people to develop chronic anxiety or depression. That's according to Dave Nadoff, a caseworker at the Galesburg Office of General Assistance.
Looking at four walls every day and not knowing where to go and not knowing how to pay your bills many times brings on mental illness, depression being one.
And people with mental illness have another challenge. They have to prove once or twice a year that they still qualify for SNAP benefits. Craig Gunderson is a University of Illinois professor and researcher. He sees a lot of people drop off SNAP when they're supposed to go through recertification.
Not because their income is higher, not because they're no longer eligible. It's just another hurdle that's being put in front of them.
Gunderson says the mentally ill can move around a lot and may lose paperwork, but he's hopeful the process could be made easier. Prendergast says one way that could happen is if a person already qualifies for disability payments through Social Security because of their mental illness, they shouldn't have to recertify for SNAP at all.
They could maybe just auto-redetermine them or, you know, not have to have them come in for an interview or necessarily fill out any forms.
The experts had other suggestions to help the severely mentally ill get on SNAP and stay on it. Things like making the application easier and seeing better coordination between public agencies. We don't know how many mentally ill people are on SNAP because of how much illness can vary and how many people don't claim mental illness. But everyone agrees this segment of the population needs all the help they can get so they don't go hungry. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.